Lesson 87, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, Verses 43 through 61. Introduction. On September 22nd and 23rd, 1832, Joseph Smith received the revelation recorded in Doctrine and Covenants 84. In this revelation, the Lord revealed truths about the priesthood, as discussed in the previous lesson. The Lord also taught the saints the importance of giving heed to the Word of God. He chastened them for treating the Book of Mormon and other commandments and revelations lightly. Suggestions for teaching. Doctrine and Covenants 84, verses 43 through 53. The Lord teaches the importance of giving heed to the Word of God. Note: encourage daily scripture study. Few things have a more lasting influence for good than helping students develop a habit of daily personal scripture study. Encourage students to set aside time each day for studying the scriptures. Also provide students regular opportunities in class to share what they are learning and feeling during their personal scripture study. While encouraging daily scripture study, be careful not to embarrass or discourage any students who may struggle to study their scriptures on their own. Remind students of the goal they set at the beginning of the year to study the scriptures daily. Invite them to consider how well they are doing with this goal. After students have considered this, ask the following questions. What are some challenges you face in trying to study the scriptures each day? As students respond, acknowledge that it can be difficult to maintain a habit of daily scripture study. Why do you choose to study the scriptures even though it can be hard to do at times? Explain that in today's lesson, students will learn truths from Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, that can inspire them to continue their efforts to study the scriptures. Invite students to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 84, verses 43 through 44 silently, and identify words and phrases that teach the importance of studying and applying the Word of the Lord. What words and phrases do you find that teach the importance of studying and applying the Word of the Lord? Students might mention words and phrases such as commandment, give diligent heed, and live by every word. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 84, verses 45 through 46 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and look for words and phrases in the passage that mean the same thing as the Word of the Lord. What words and phrases did you find? Answers should include truth, light, spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, and the voice of the Spirit. Write the following incomplete statement on the board. If we give diligent heed to the Word of God, then blank. Invite students to reread Doctrine and Covenants 84, verses 45 through 46 silently. Based on what you found in verses 45 and 46, how would you complete the statement on the board? Students may suggest different answers. Complete the principle on the board so it conveys the following principle. If we give diligent heed to the Word of God, we will be enlightened through the Spirit of Christ. Direct students' attention to the phrase, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, in verse 45. Explain that another phrase that means the same thing is the light of Christ. The light of Christ is, quote, an influence for good in the lives of all people. However, the light of Christ should not be confused with the Holy Ghost. It is not a personage, as the Holy Ghost is, end quote. From True to the Faith, page 96. The light of Christ is within each person and provides a, quote, knowledge of right and wrong or moral sense or conscience, end quote. It, quote, can direct us to moderate our actions unless, that is, we subdue it or silence it, end quote. From Boyd K. Packer, The Light of Christ, Ensign, April 2005, page 9. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 84, verses 47 through 48 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and identify how we will be blessed if we hearken to the Spirit of Jesus Christ. According to verse 47, how will we be blessed if we hearken to the Spirit of Jesus Christ? Students may use different words, but they should recognize the following principle. If we hearken to the Spirit of Jesus Christ, we will come unto the Father. Write this principle on the board. According to verse 48, what will the Father do as we come unto Him? He will teach us. In verse 48, we read that the Father will teach us not only for our sakes, but also for the sake of the whole world. What does this mean to you? point out that in addition to having the light of Christ, individuals can receive the companionship of the Holy Ghost after they enter into the covenant of baptism. Through this gift, they can receive additional light and be guided back to the presence of the Father to receive eternal life. Invite a student to turn off the lights in the classroom and then return to his or her seat. Be sure there is enough light in the room for the student to walk safely. Invite students to think of times when they have had to walk in complete darkness. Ask a few to describe what this experience was like for them. Then, turn the lights back on. Explain that the scriptures often refer to darkness to symbolically describe a spiritual condition. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 84, verses 49 through 53 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and identify who the Lord said is in spiritual darkness and why they are in that condition. Who is in darkness? Why are they in darkness? Point out that in these verses, those who are described as being in darkness are also described as being under the bondage of sin. This means they are trapped in the consequences of their sins because they have not repented. How is living under the bondage of sin like being in darkness? Doctrine and Covenants 84, verses 54 through 61. The Lord chastens the saints for treating the Book of Mormon lightly. Explain that in addition to saying that the world was in darkness, the Lord said that the minds of the members of the church had been darkened. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 84, verses 54 through 56 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and look for two reasons why the minds of church members had become darkened. According to verse 54, why had the minds of church members been darkened? What does it mean to treat something lightly? To ignore something, or to treat it disrespectfully or carelessly? How can unbelief or treating a sacred thing lightly cause a person's mind to be darkened? Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 84, 57 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and look for what the saints had been treating lightly. What had the saints been treating lightly? The Book of Mormon and the Lord's former commandments or previous revelations, including those contained in the Bible. According to what you have learned from verses 54 through 58, what consequences will we face if we treat the Word of God lightly? Students should express that if we treat the Word of God lightly, our minds will be darkened, and we will be brought under condemnation. You may want to write this principle on the board. Invite a student to read aloud the following statements by President Ezra Taft Benson concerning the Book of Mormon. Quote, "Do eternal consequences rest upon our response to this book? Yes, either to our blessing or to our condemnation. Every Latter-day Saint should make the study of this book a lifetime pursuit. Otherwise, he is placing his soul in jeopardy and neglecting that which could give spiritual and intellectual unity to his whole life. There is a difference between a convert who is built on the rock of Christ through the Book of Mormon and stays hold of that iron rod and one who does not." End quote. From the Book of Mormon is the Word of God, and signed January 1988, page 5. And continuing a second quote from President Benson, quote, "Let us not remain under condemnation, with its scourge and judgment, by treating lightly this great and marvelous gift the Lord has given to us. Rather, let us win the promises associated with treasuring it up in our hearts." End quote. From the Book of Mormon, Keystone of Our Religion, Ensign, November 1986, page 7. Invite students to ponder how they are treating the Book of Mormon and what they can do to make their study of it a lifetime pursuit. Ask students to silently review Doctrine and Covenants 84, verse 57. What did the Lord say the saints needed to do in addition to repenting for having treated His words lightly? Help students see that in addition to remembering the Book of Mormon and the former commandments the Lord had given, the saints needed to do what is written in them. How would you summarize what the Lord wants us to do with the Book of Mormon? Students may identify a variety of principles, but be sure to emphasize the following. We are to study the Book of Mormon faithfully and live according to its teachings. Write this truth on the board. Divide students into pairs. Ask the pairs to share their responses to the following question. Who is a good example to you of studying the Book of Mormon and living according to its teachings? To conclude this lesson, invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants 84, verses 60 and 61 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and look for further instruction the Lord gives to those who receive His words through the Book of Mormon. After the verses are read, point out that, according to verse 61, those who receive the Lord's words in the Book of Mormon are to testify of them to others. Invite a few students to testify of how they have been blessed as they have studied the Book of Mormon and sought to live according to the truths it teaches. You might give students a moment to think of their experiences before asking them to respond. Remind students of their goals to study the Scriptures each day. Write the following questions on the board and invite students to write their responses in their class notebooks or Scripture study journals. What have you learned today that has inspired you to continue to study the Book of Mormon? What will you do to more diligently study the Book of Mormon and live the truths you learn from it? How will you use the Book of Mormon to share the gospel with others? Testify that students will draw closer to Heavenly Father as they live the truths discussed today in class. Commentary and background information. Doctrine and Covenants 84, verses 54 through 57. Repent and remember the Book of Mormon. President Ezra Taft Benson urged Latter-day Saints not to treat that message lightly. Quote, "Is the Book of Mormon true? Yes. Who is it for? Us. What is its purpose? To bring men to Christ. How does it do this? By testifying of Christ and revealing His enemies. How are we to use it? We are to get a testimony of it. We are to teach from it. We are to hold it up as a standard and hiss it forth. Have we been doing this? Not as we should, nor as we must. Do eternal consequences rest upon our response to this book? Yes, either to our blessing or to our condemnation. Every Latter-day Saint should make the study of this book a lifetime pursuit. Otherwise, he is placing his soul in jeopardy and neglecting that which could give spiritual and intellectual unity to his whole life." End quote. The Book of Mormon is the Word of God, Ensign, January 1988, page 5.